gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
See it, stream it, skip it, where we'll tell you what to see in the theaters, what to stream at home, what to skip altogether. We previewed my skip stream, whatever. Now that migration is streaming, don't bother. Don't waste your time on it. I didn't like it. But JJ's got the real details because he's watching a lot more than I am.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? Migration, you gave a great review of like, meh.
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 It was a meh. Okay. Now that it's streaming and you can watch it from the comfort of your own home, maybe don't.
Or don't commit to buying it right
Don't
away.
Commit to buying
do
it
the,
like
do
I
the
did.
Rental, right? Go with that. That's an easy way. Okay, so this week for See It, Stream, or Skip It, there's an interesting thing happening in movie theaters right now. I just sent Amy two posters for two movies that are opening this weekend, and the posters are virtually identical. They involve a doorway with a red background and then a silhouette inside of them.
Was this planned?
This was not. This is just how it happens from time to time.
This is creepy how similar they are.
Isn't it? So the two movies are called The First Omen, which is a prequel to a horror series that's been around for 50 years at this point, and is like widely thought of as one of the creepiest movies of all time. And then the other one is called Monkey Man, which is a hybrid action thriller about a gentleman who gets beat up in professional fights. He's a professional fight loser. And one day his trauma is just triggered and he starts taking out the underbelly of a crime syndicate. Now, here's the thing. Both of them are not bad. It just depends on what you want to see. So first and foremost, if you're not a scary movie person, you do not want to go see The First Omen. If you don't remember, the movie about the Omen involves a U.S. diplomat living in Rome, and his wife has a child who is stillborn, and then some religious people convince this couple to essentially just take over a child whose mother died during birth. And the kid's inherently evil. It's a scary kid movie, which I think are some of the worst, right? Scary kid movie where the kid themselves is like the villain. It's like, is this the devil? Just one of those things. So I'm not a massive scary movie person. This is one of those ones that just gives you the feels that you don't want to turn the lights off at the end of the night. Monkey Man is a fun action movie. It stars Dev Patel, who we all got to know during Slumdog Millionaire. He actually directs this movie. If you like action movies, this is right up your alley. If you saw the movie Nobody and you liked Nobody, this is a movie for you. It's got an interesting story. And really, the movie Monkey Man is all about exploring trauma, right? So he's fueled by this trauma that happened to him as a child, trying to regain control of himself through it. So it's an interesting kind of take on that idea. Now, that being said, if you're listening to this, it's like, oh, I'm not going to go see a movie about a devil kid and then a monkey man. Good news. I have got an amazing British comedy for you that you absolutely should see on the big screen, because you are going to laugh your head off when you watch it with a group of people. It's called Wicked Little Letters. It's based on a true story. So it's a small English town. And of course, there is a woman who's, you know, holier than thou and is prim and proper and everything's perfect. One day she goes to her mailbox and she opens up a handwritten letter that someone has sent to her that is full of the most insane, profane words. It's not just stuff that you'd imagine. It's kind of creative, interesting things. Well, of course, she's shocked by it. And she has a young Irish neighbor who is kind of the town troublemaker. And more people start getting these letters. And they assume it's got to be this woman. They bring it to trial. Again, this is a true story from the 1920s. This small town, all of a sudden, people all over started getting these letters in the mail that were just hateful isn't the right word, but they're they're funny, profane letters about these people. And I know that sounds like a weird thing, but, you know, imagine if you got one that said you're a doo-doo head or something like that, but they go a couple steps further than that. So anyway, they do this trial, and I'm not going to tell you what happens there because that's when the action really starts to take place. Wicked Little Letters is playing at the Fargo Theater, and it has got great British comedy vibes. It just feels like the kind of movie you want to watch on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon and then walk out into the sunlight and be able to laugh a little bit. Maybe you even say, like, well, if I was going to send some of these letters, who would I send them to? Like, who would I be able to make something like that happen? I had a ton of fun. So the first Omen and Monkey Man are playing theaters nationwide. They're big, huge releases. Make sure you don't just look for the poster art when you walk in the theater. Make sure you look for the actual words, because these posters are virtually the exact same posters, which I find amazing. And if you want to see something at the Fargo Theater, I highly recommend Wicked Little Letters. I'm telling you, it is just, it's worth it. It's so much fun. Now, my stream it, I'm going to take a dive way back. I rewatched this last week, one of my all-time favorite comedies, and I remember my mom having me watch this as a kid because she goes, it's more than just what you see on the screen. 9 to 5. 9 to 5, one of the all-time great comedies. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Dolly Parton, and, of course, Dabney Coleman, who plays their lying, egotistical, hypocritical bigot of a boss. And if you've never seen this movie or if it's been a while, you deserve the chance to watch this again. 9 to 5 is a perfect workplace comedy. It's about three women. One of them is the personal assistant. One is a new employee, and one is the middle manager who's always being looked over. And they decide they're going to take their careers into their own hands, and they're going to get back at their boss. Who, by the way, Dabney Coleman plays the best jerk. This dude, in everything that he's ever done, where he gets to play like a real smarmy, gross character, he does such a great job. And not everyone can do that. Not everyone, you know, the same thing with the guy who played Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald, who, by the way, is taking heat today because apparently he wasn't supposed to talk about the possibility of a Happy Gilmore 2. That was supposed to be under wraps, and he let that cat out of the bag. Also,
whoopsie.
People call him Shooter McGavin. That's the only thing they'll ever call him, right? He'll never, he's not Christopher McDonald anymore. He's Shooter McGavin. And in 9 to 5.
And it seems like something Shooter would do.
Right. It's a very Shooter-like move.
Yeah.
In 9 to 5, if you've never seen this, I don't know how to accurately describe just how perfect of a comedy it is. It's not very long. It's about friendship. It's about empowerment. Like, the thing my mom wanted to get at me with this was, like, saying, like, listen, look, everyone has a place in the workplace. And it's amazing to me that 9 to 5, when it comes out in, let's see, what year was this? 9 to 5 is 1980. 44 years later, we seem to be doing better. Not great, but better.
And also, this just made me think, I was like, weren't we just talking about like a remake or some, or they somehow did another movie? And in 2022, there was still Working 9 to 5 that came out, which wasn't like an official remake, but it was sort of, wasn't that more of like a documentary style, like look at 40 years of inequality and kind of bringing some of those actresses back? And
well, and we, you know, Grace and Frankie, right?
Yes.
That Netflix series with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda became immensely popular. And so it got more people to watch 9 to 5. It is, I mean, it's stellar. It's absolutely wonderful. It's so much fun. And when I was watching it this week, I just thought to myself, darn it, you know, they just don't make comedies like this anymore. Something that has got just a bite and a message to it. It's, I just love it. And so if you want to take that in, you can rent it on anything, Apple TV, Amazon. But listen, let me tell you something. It's currently on sale right now on most of these platforms. For an extra $2 or $3, you can own it. And I guarantee you that you can get many, many watches out of 9 to 5. If you have seen it, if you're someone from a previous generation who saw it, introduce this movie to someone younger in your life, because most of the stuff in it is really universal. The only thing you're going to look at is, well, that's not what copy machines look like anymore. amongst maybe a couple other things.
Also, Mike doubled down in our text club and said scary movies today aren't scary, which I disagree with. I think almost every movie now is scary for whatever reason.
I think, like, okay, so this movie we're talking about, The First Omen, and then Immaculate, the Sydney Sweeney movie that just came out, are going for that 1970s. They're not jump scares. They're meant to be sort of terrifying, and they're supposed to leave you with a sense of dread. So, Mike, you might want to, if you're looking for something to be scared at, The First Omen might be up your alley, because it does really have a lot of vibes of that original Richard Donner film from back in the day. But, you know, he's not entirely wrong. I mean, jump scares are the big thing, but I'm telling you, this one's got a little something. Okay, that was a lot. I'm sorry, that was a lot.
That was a lot.
See it, stream or skip it. If you're going to see something in the theaters, Wicked Little Letters, a great British comedy. You can also see The First Omen or Monkey Man, or don't. Those are your see-skip kind of hybrids. And if you're going to watch something online, 9 to 5, a great workplace comedy that is just as funny today as it was 44 years ago. Wind in my
hair. Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's Oak.